Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. It's episode 14, season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We also got our boy Alex in the house. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy. Let's go.
And Cherry is in the house. What up, Cherry?
Brap, brap.
Really? That's how we're going to start this? Brap, brap? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, you're cut off. No more wine for you.
Great.
All right, so before we get into the podcast, let's talk about what we wore on feet today, like we always do. Cherry, what'd you wear on feet today?
So I'm wearing some Air Force Ones, some white lows, custom.
Ooh, custom.
Yeah, so these were from All-Star Weekend in Toronto.
Dope.
And the House of Hoops had set up with Nike going, so if you got a pair of Air Force, you can get the customization. So it was like special, you know, ode to Toronto type of thing. So I got like some maple leaves on mine.
Okay.
And then I got my what's it called here? My
IG handle.
No, my sorry.
The aglet.
The aglet.
Yeah.
Eyelet. This is called the eyelet.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the lace.
The lace lock.
The lace lock.
Yeah.
Jeez. Customized lace lock that says cherry pie. So yeah, they're dope. I'll post them on my IG so you guys can check them out.
They are very dope, and they got some crazy lace tips too.
Yes, but they're very heavy, and it annoys me because my laces keep unlacing. So
just double.
I did. I do
double up.
I do, and they make a lot of noise when I walk, like cling 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 on the sidewalk. So I love them.
People just think you're a baller.
Yeah, you know they're dope though.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Chris, what'd you wear on feet today?
I was wearing Royal Ones during my day at work. But then at night, so today I was like on IG and this guy that I know, or like I know through IG, he was posting some Air Pennies, and we got into a small conversation about Air Pennies and how like he was posting like the Penny 6 and everything. And I was like, oh man, I miss my Penny days because... Do you have time? There's a short story?
Of course. Yeah.
Short, okay.
Short story with Christopher Chu.
Back a while ago when I was heavy into pennies. Well, I still have all my pennies, just that every Tuesday they have 1 cent Tuesday on IG. So you post your penny shoes and everything. I was posting pretty regularly all my sneakers, and the Penny 5 was designed by Mark Dolce, who's now working with Adidas, right? So back in the day, he was with Nike, and he was pushing forward a lot of the new Penny designs and everything. So Penny 5 was a huge fan of it. And then when the Penny, the next shoe came out, it was called the Little Penny Posit, came out. He was designing it. He tagged all the guys that wore pennies a lot, and he hashtagged Team Penny. And I was included in that little group of guys.
No.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like he showed his like designs of the Little Penny Posit, like sketches.
Oh, I remember that.
And then he tagged a bunch of guys, and then he hashtagged Team Penny. And I was like, oh Mark Dolce.
Wow, I remember you know? That.
Like I'm straight up fanboy. Like
no. You're fan
huge.
Now.
So
good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
Back in my Team Penny days, but now he's like, you know,
long gone
with Adidas. So
yeah.
No, I kind of felt like, oh, okay, the Team Penny thing is kind of done because, like, he's gone and everything. But, yeah, I broke out my Little Penny Posits from the pack that they initially came out with. And when the pack released, it was weird. It was like it's a huge box, huge rectangular box with two pairs of sneakers. One was a foam posit. I think it was a Sharpie one. And second pair is the Little Penny Posit. So it was a huge pack. All the Penny fans loved it. My thing was that I didn't want the foam posit. I just wanted the Little Penny Posit. So I wanted the B shoe, the shoe that no one wanted.
Yeah.
So everyone was buying the pack to keep the foam posit and then sell the Little Penny Posit on the side. And I was able to grab like a pair on slightly cheaper. because of that. And I wanted to destroy them. So I got a second pair. And while purchasing the second pair, the guy that was selling it to me asked me if I wanted the box.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was like, yes, I want the box. So he sent me the box. So I essentially have a pack, like a box, but with two pairs of little penny buses.
Sick.
Instead of the foam and the little penny buses.
Nice. That's super cool.
Anyways,
that Sharpie pack was really nice.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, the shoe's so good. The reflective sidings,
yeah.
It's amazing. The only thing is, it chips off.
Oh.
Like, the chromish blue, it flakes off after a while.
Damn.
So if you want to play in them or anything, you got to find a pair that doesn't have, like, the chrome.
So you still have a pair on ice that hasn't been touched?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Cool. And I honestly don't wear them enough. They're super comfy. It's like a inner sock liner. Nice. So it's, like, great.
But even the pair you wore today looks amazing.
Because after I realized that the chrome chips off, I kind of slowed down. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like.
Yeah,
but
annoying.
Anyways, I love
that'll
them.
Happen.
And, yeah.
Dope.
Sick. Yeah. Sick. Alex, what you wear on feet?
I am wearing my Kif Ultra Boost Mid.
Ooh.
Very, very, very.
Flexor.
Yes.
It's
been, it's the second or third time now. It's crazy how it's hard to put them on because the sock is like super tight. But once you're in, you're like.
Whew. You're locked in.
Yeah, you're locked in. But I'm not looking forward to like take them off because like I know it's gonna hurt. It's, but I mean, that's the shoe. Like, it's.
You mean like you feel like you're. Is it. You feel like you're stretching
really,
the collar?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's
what
really,
I feel.
It's really,
like
really
too.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard to put them on. But once they're on, they're on. Like, if the size is right. And I feel like it, if I would have. Because originally, I think I tried on your pair, which was a size 10. And I was like, no, I need 10.5. And then I tried them on again and I figured my size was 10, so I got a size 10. And then after the first day, I was wondering if I would have needed a size 10 and a half. But I think, like, sizing is perfect. It's just like this collar is like so tight.
It's really, exactly. When
it's
I'm
really, really tight.
Putting on it, when I'm putting it on, I'm feeling like I'm really pulling on this collar way too much to get my foot in.
Wow.
But you know, it's not going to rip. And I think the whole purpose of it, from what I've read, is that it keeps the heat inside of the shoe. So like,
yeah. So when you're in Aspen Mountains,
well, yeah,
it's not too hot for the summer though.
Well, it's not summer yet, so I don't know.
Oh.
And it hasn't been summer since the shoe came out. So like,
okay,
we're about to find out.
Oh,
but
that
today
is
was
true.
Today was perfectly fine. And
do you wear socks with it?
The first time I wore them, I was rocking some like high socks, but then this time I wear some no-shows.
Okay.
And it's cool.
A little thinner, easier to get in.
And you know, like those city socks, the gum pack that came out last week?
Yeah.
Some of my staff got them, and especially the girls are trying to wear in no socks, and the band behind and the pull tab rips their ankles.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, it's okay, really bad, really, really bad. Like, I try to wear my CD socks White Mountain Ring with no socks.
No,
it doesn't work.
Yeah,
no.
Oof,
it's really bad on the ankles.
That's got
to
be painful.
So I was kind of hoping this pair would not do it to my ankles today, and it didn't. But yeah,
it has a softer knit too, though, right?
Well, yeah,
than like the city sock.
Well, it's kind of like. It feels like there's like an extra layer under the prime knit
and
the Kif pair, whereas like the CD socks is just like straight prime knit, like straight up. But again, like the pull tab and the stitchings of the pull tab kind of rub against your ankles. So,
you know, this is something I used to do with like basketball sneakers that I didn't want my sock to show, but it was before. I don't know if there ever was a day before no show socks, but I kind of couldn't find any back when I was younger. I would just take a regular sock
and
fold
then
it. I'd like fold it down.
Yeah.
And I'd like really level it to the height
perfect,
that I wanted
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Same as to that.
And because
too,
you're stepping on the collar of the sock,
yeah,
it won't move.
Okay, so you like tuck the collar of it right under your ankle.
Heel. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I basically like flip the collar.
Disappear.
Yeah. Like
pop,
a turtleneck.
Flip the collar.
Yeah.
Turtleneck. So good. What about you, Mike?
I was wearing a pair of Air Jordan 1 Lettermans today. And yeah, simple, easy.
But nice. Then we came inside.
Then we came inside.
And we saw you slipping on some OG Ultra Boost.
Yes. Sorry. I threw those
we
on.
We don't see
just
them
to
often.
Outside.
It's crazy. Eh?
Yeah.
OGs?
Yeah.
Yo, when I was downtown last weekend, I saw this guy with a pair and they were beat.
Yeah.
I was kind of proud that mine haven't got there yet.
Yeah.
So it kind of made me cringe a little bit, but whatever, to each their own.
It's this, I don't know if you remember, I think we might have spoken about this, like the whole yellowing of Boost and the durability of Boost and stuff like that. Calbee sent me a picture this week of a Moonrock shoe, like broken in half.
Oh yeah.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, that made like, it.
It's, like, it's funny because we had this I think I can't remember where I had this conversation, but we were. I feel like I spoke about this in my life at some point. You don't know, like we don't know yet how durable will be Boost. Like in the Boost soles.
Yeah, we
like,
don't know the lifetime yet.
No, not because it's been 2014, right?
And so yeah,
it's kind of hard to say, but it's crazy that like those first Yeezy V1s, like 350 V1s, some of them are ripping off, like broken in half. Like he's, I mean, we don't know. It's just a photo, an Instagram photo. That's it. The guy must have like beaten them to the ground, or could be a defective pair. But it was crazy. Like the outsole was literally like.
Yeah, I cracked don't know open. Because, so to expand on, we don't know the lifetime of Boost. We don't know the lifetime of Boost that's being worn regularly.
Yes. Yeah.
We don't know the lifetime of Boost that is DS.
Yes.
And for how long it will last.
I'm so curious to find out, like how it's gonna react to, like
yeah, at which point,
like basically sneaker room conditions, right?
Yeah, so like humidity and stuff. And
like, yeah, the paper, the boxes, stuff like that, like the shoe
what's
filler.
What's gonna affect it? Yeah.
Yeah. Because you see, like some of you guys probably see with Jordans as well. But I've watched some like documentaries and like legit, like the people they open these old Adidas box and like as they take the shoe out, like the sole literally crumbles. Like
yeah.
Wow. So,
I don't know. Like we'll see what happens, but
yeah, well,
just like we had a thought about this and like I don't know. Like it's because you see like some of the Boost shoes, the Boost is yellowing a bit.
Yeah.
From like from wearing.
Yeah.
Could be moisture.
Could be like tons of different
water things, and yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, like the Nike soles that crumble, those are like really old sneakers. Like I have a pair from 89. That's crumbling.
89.
Yeah.
Jeez. What pair is that?
My Air Solo Flight.
Chris, how old are you? Like,
I'm like
just,
really old.
Just to put things into perspective, I was born in 89.
Yeah, so I had a pair of that. I bought that pair in New York City.
Dope.
Yeah, with my own money when I was a kid, and yes. I bought that pair, and it's. I still have it. I have it in a plastic box, but the sole's crumbling.
That's
but like
crazy.
Anything that, if you're hunting for like super old sneakers, it's probably better that it's been worn than getting a DS pair. The DS pair would only be for collection or show.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, you step in it and it'll just fall apart.
Or you find a way to soul swap.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of crazy customizers out there.
When before I got into sneakers, that's like going way back in the first episodes, my good friend in school, Sarno,
yes,
it was like before I even knew about the sneaker thing and Instagram, and I was just like a b-boy wearing shoes basically. When he was talking to me about his Jordans, one of the first like
pro
I guess
tips?
Like no like a term I learned about the sneaker was like cracking soles. And he was telling me about some of his Jordans that the sole was cracking and how it was annoying and stuff like that, and I was like that's interesting.
That's
Like a lot of them it's just the paint that's cracking first, so you just repaint like you
but then some of the sole were literally like
ripping off.
Yeah.
So a lot of my Space Jams the sole is just flopping off. It's like a
literally a tongue.
Yeah, it's basically, and I have I think two pairs where the sole I just ripped them off.
After how many years should this or could this happen? Because none of my shoes do anything like
that. A lot years. Like my Space Jams are 2001s. 2000.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So there's long. 17 years.
But I've worn them, and then the sole rips off. But it's just glue. It's the glue that wears off.
Yep.
Oh.
But the cracking of the sole is if it's DS for 10, 12 years and you put your foot in it after, then it applies pressure to something that's never felt pressure.
Wow.
And the sole's like whatever materials inside, like the build the sole is like dried up.
Yeah.
It'll crack.
That's crazy.
Powder.
Yeah.
Yeah. But those pictures of people with powder sneakers, like the powder coming off their shoe when yeah. they're walking. Ugh.
It's I cool. love seeing them where yeah. they like just destroy them. Yeah. Like pull down, grab a pair, and then rip the sole right off.
Oh my God.
It's cool to see stuff like that. Anyway, speaking of some crazy things, what's going on in the world of sneakers today? Yo, the Supreme Uptempo released some...
Yeah, talking about like crap, like crappy yeah, exactly. sneakers and whatnot. Yeah.
I'm not sure if any of you guys saw this out there, but our boy Remy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I saw that today.
He pulled out a pair of... He bought a pair of Supreme Uptempos and he was... recording him taking them out of the box, and when I was looking at it, as soon as he touched the box, I knew something was wrong. I'm like, okay, yeah. why
the,
is that
the
wet?
Nike box yeah. was like
it was damp, it was crazy. Oh it was like God. You know when you have cardboard and it's yeah, wet and you yeah, just like yeah. grab it.
I don't know if it was damp. Did he say anything?
No, but from it, what it I just, saw it
was really malleable
soft.
Yeah, like the box oh, wow. was like he yeah put his finger in it and it would just fold.
Yeah, it was, wow. it was
weird.
So we popped it open, pulled out a pair. Mold everywhere.
So no it got way. It got wet
is it,
from.
Is it mold? It's like this white.
It looks like mold.
Yeah, I saw
particles
that.
All over the shoe.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay, but it must have gotten damaged and
something happened because it's bad.
And I don't think it's the only pair that I saw that had issues.
Really?
But like through, so everyone's receiving their Subtempos from Supreme New York, and yeah. I think something I saw another spoiled. Pair that had an issue, but Remy, because we know him, I follow him, and I see all his pictures. It's really bad, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, that's really... I saw it, I was shocked. It was,
so if anyone wants to see his pictures, it's his Remza IG Shudel. Is Remza Shudel.
Yeah. It's crazy. The only thing that was clean on that shoe was the outsole.
Yeah. The outsole was clean.
Because it's rubber, up. Right?
Everything, even the cardboard shoe tree had I guess it's mold because there was some on
it's
the cardboard
but
shoe tree.
That doesn't mean it's possible that they received the shipment like that from, you know,
whatever
and cartons.
Then they just threw it into a
yeah they just been, ship it out they it, might not know
exactly
right?
It could have been the container that had
that's
something it. In
that's
it
what
when it was on a boat or something like that.
But I don't know if he tagged Supreme New York and Complex Sneakers. I don't know if anyone got back to him.
That's I saw that too. That
and he's
nobody
a huge
got back
Supreme
to him
head.
Yet.
Yeah.
But I'm sure. Listen, I'm sure somebody will get.
Let's hope
back
so.
With, yeah.
What? It, yeah. Maybe if they have pairs left, I don't know what the
or a refund. I mean, at least. But
at least.
But then I know he wants to keep them because the man has like he has all the Supreme Nike
collabs. Yeah. Oh. Jordan 5, everything.
Yeah, the dunks. SBs
I feel confident everything. Something will be done for this because
I'm looking at the pictures at the moment.
Dude,
it is
it's really bad.
Gross, right?
I don't even touch that.
Whoa. Can you imagine? Like, you're so hyped for a shoe, you pull it out, that and sucks. That happens.
Especially him, right?
Yeah.
Like, huge Supreme.
Love
head,
Supreme.
Like, love Supreme.
It's too bad.
It but, is too bad. Maybe it was in the same container as those AJKO breads.
A long time ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, what do you. Out of all the pairs that release, which one do you prefer?
For me, it would be the camo Supreme Jordan 5.
Oh, okay. You're talking about also. Okay, yeah, okay. I do like the Subtempo, the gold Subtempo.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, out of those ones, you
like,
mean?
Yeah, but no, I like your answer. It's good. Like, that pair is nice, too. But,
it's
like,
really
all...
Nice.
If you're going to ball out because you're wearing Supreme sneakers...
Yeah.
You better ball out.
Yeah.
I think
the red
El Doggy,
nice.
He was talking about trying to get the gold ones too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did he get a pair of the red ones?
I think he did, right?
I think
I
saw
know.
It
I
on
remember.
His Instagram.
Maybe his IG.
Yeah. Maybe he took it from his girl. I'm kidding.
Kidding.
It's yeah.
It seemed like it was a fairly easy release. Or maybe it's just because everyone that I know that wanted it was very lucky and got
it.
Oh, them.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Pretty good.
Congrats. And Remy, I really hope something happens with that because...
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's really ridiculous.
He received them yesterday?
I think it was like 2 days ago.
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's like on Monday or
either,
Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday or Monday. Something like that.
I would say in a few days. A few more days if nobody gets back to him. It's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep us in the loop, Remy. Other than that, our boy Alex over here, Cherry, you also had a big weekend last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go down? Everything was good? Was it smooth?
I saw Alex's lineup and I was like, oh, damn.
Okay, it was a lineup to pick up the Yeezys.
Yeah. 350, yeah. The cream.
Ours was smooth, to be honest. It was, you know.
Went nice. I stopped by the shop that day and saw you, and you're like, yeah, everything's pretty chill.
Yeah. But we have different, obviously, quantities and different stuff. Course. So I don't know his details, but yeah, it looked pretty crazy on your side.
Yeah, it's got to be my biggest business day ever.
Do you think
that's good?
Do you think there would be a different way of, because there was lineup outside, right? For
more
pretty much the whole
registers.
Day. Sorry?
Just more cash.
More registers, yeah. Because there's no other way really to.
Because my staff was perfect. Everyone was like
on point.
Like the setup and the like the structure we have for these things, it's like, yo, not a single mistake. Like,
yeah,
like the launch that I execute are flawless. Like, we became pros at these things. I like to say I like to think and I confidently think, but if I could have had just more cash, it would have gone much faster, because like the average wait time was like between like an hour and 2 hours to pick up your pair.
Wow. Maybe you could tell the people about what type of errors can slip in.
Well,
in terms of like, you know, because like, when you say a flawless release,
it's more like you get a quantity, like an X quantity. Let's say you have 10 pairs, let's say. So you have a 7, an 8, and a 9, up to 13, whatever. If by mistake you miscount a size, or you don't triple check the inventory, and you don't plan your winners list accordingly.
Gotcha.
And so let's say I have 3 pairs of 7 and 3 pairs of 8, but I say that I have my file says that I have 2 7 and 4 8s.
Yeah.
Well, someone's getting the wrong size. Gotcha. That could be a mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Luckily enough, knock on wood, this never happened and this never will happen, because again, I'm this kind of dude that like triple quadruple checks everything, and I make sure no one's messing up anything, and like I feel like I'm getting perfect at this thing almost, because it's like, yo, it's run so tight every time. And so this time around it was just like, yo, it was kind of out of control. Like, it feels like everyone kind of came at the same time, and it was just nonstop mixed with the regular Saturday traffic. It was beautiful in Montreal, so there were so many people in the store. And of course, you don't want to discount those people that are coming in. So everyone that's coming in to purchase like a whatever, like a
like
Stan
a
Smith
regular product, yeah.
Skips the line, right?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to wait like 2 hours to buy a Stan Smith. It would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that kind of slows down the process. But overall, what I appreciated is that legit, no one complained about the waiting time.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
wow.
No one complained.
That's
well,
really
at least
cool.
No one complained to me.
Okay.
No one made like snarky comments, or no one was like trying to.
I think they're
to,
happy they, you know.
Well, there is also like some bankers outside, like just like,
oh, yeah,
waiting to.
Mm-hmm. The bankers. I like that.
Just waiting for you to come outside to see if they can
purchase
your pair right away. So. Again, some really happy people. I think I saw a bunch of people like just like slapping them on right away, or some people like taking shots the day of, like Mike and the boys at the Kick Crew. Like, everyone was like super happy.
Yeah.
And but some other conversations, you're just like, you wanna.
Oh my god.
You wanna just look at the people and be like, yo, like, you have your resale conversation out of my face, like.
Out of your store.
Go outside the store.
Like, go outside the store.
Go 90
like,
feet away from the store.
Yeah, and that's it, you know?
Okay.
So, but this time I didn't have time nor the energy to get to even worry about it. Like, the only time I had to do something is just like, I saw a kid. He was just like chilling in the store for like 15, 20 minutes with his bag. And I was like, I went up to him and I was like, are you good? And he's like, yeah, I'm just waiting for a friend. And I was like, okay, well, you go wait for your friend outside. And he was like, nobody's coming in. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then when his friend came in, it was not a friend. It was just like a dude that he was legit selling them to.
Oh.
Okay.
But inside the store.
Yeah,
so I went outside. I was like, yo, you guys go do your business outside.
Yeah. All right.
And they were like,
yes.
Okay. Sir. And they left. But it's fine. You, it's just like, it's for me, I don't care, man. Like, I've stopped caring about these things, but it's just, yo, like, if you want to make profit on my product, even though you purchased it, you're still within the banner of the brand. Like, please at least, like, step outside. Like, I know inside it's much safer because there are cameras and stuff like that, but go to Timmy's. Like,
yeah, you can't do that in the store.
You can't do that in the store. It's kind of
respect the brand.
I had a guy who, guys, very important if you win a raffle to keep your ID that you signed up with, because I had a guy who signed up with his like probationary license.
Okay. Oh my God.
Got you.
Like a piece of paper?
No, like whatever, a piece of paper or plastic, but his probationary.
Okay.
But then apparently during the week he got his real license and he threw out and the names didn't match. Like his middle name was
his own fault.
How does names
I
not
know,
match?
But I felt so bad. But I was like, obviously, because people try to lie all the time. Like people will show up and be like, yeah, I'm here to pick up my Yeezy. And you're like, sure, what size? And then I give you the ID and you're like, no, your name's not on it. But they're like, yes, you called, you know, all kinds of stuff. So it's like, if all the info doesn't match perfectly, like I'm sorry. Cause it's very clear when you're signing up, we tell you, you signed up with your driver's license, come with your driver's license. Don't come with your passport or your student card. You know, this guy, I felt so bad. And it was right 10 minutes before cutoff time shows up with. Yeah.
Of course. Right you at know? The end of the day. Yeah.
So then we were like, I gave him a bit of extra time just to like get his stuff together. And I'm like, you need to show me something that has your full name that you signed up with on it.
Yeah.
That's all. Just give me, even if it's not the same license, passport, just give me something with that name and it's cool. And then, you know, so I went upstairs and then 20 minutes later he was gone and everybody was like, oh, the guy left, whatever. We raffled his pair to somebody else. And then he came the next day to show me. He's like, look, I was like, wait, where did you go? I was like, I was going to give you the time to, you know, and he's like, I had to go to work. And he's like, I just came to show you that it was really me.
Oh, no.
You're like, okay, good.
Yeah.
But
no, but it feels so bad. Yeah. I feel so. And he's like, I never won anything ever before. I didn't know it was like. You know, he just didn't know how but much of a crazy. Serious
you,
thing.
You see so many things, like you hear so many like excuses and stories,
yeah,
and it's
like
just like
everything. People, right?
Oh, I don't have IDs on me.
Yeah,
I don't. And I'm like, well, what if you trip on the sidewalk and like
hurt yourself?
You hurt yourself. Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
I had a kid who was young. He's trying to sign up, didn't have any ID, so I was like, I can't sign you up with no ID.
Yeah.
You guys do 16 plus too?
No, we don't have a rule in place for that. But like your baby in the crib, like, I don't know. Like people try though, but I'm like, listen, I can't. If your kid can't say his name or, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it doesn't make sense. But I've let a young under 16 year old sign up for it, sure. But I mean, if you can't talk at this, you know, people need to be a little reasonable.
Jeez.
But anyways, so this... What was I going to say? The kid came, no ID. So I'm like, no, I'm sorry. 15, 20 minutes later, he like puts his hat on. He's back in line with an ID all of a sudden. So I'm like, hey, where'd you get your ID? You know, you got your ID? Oh, that's cool. He's like, yeah, whatever. So then I look at it and I look at him and I'm like, looks kind of similar. But then I'm like, yeah, what's your address? And he like says a totally different thing. And I'm like, yo, this is not you.
Really? It wasn't him?
Oh, wow. It wasn't him. He just borrowed somebody's ID. And I was like, dude, like, seriously?
Yeah.
And then he was like, I just really want the shoe. I'm like,
yo, kid. He wouldn't have been able to pick it up anyways. If he didn't have
ID. Well, if he came back with that ID and it looked like him, sort of, I mean,
he
maybe,
picked up
but.
The ID at a dollar store or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. He just borrowed his friends, but it was just, I mean, it's
next
funny.
Next time,
but people
just
really...
have your friends sign up.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways.
I know.
Next time, bring your ID and, thing full of Ben and Jerry's.
Oh my God. One thing I want to say is that you've never made mistakes. I've made mistakes before. It's happened.
I want to talk about this mistakes thing. I don't think people, well, I get part of it. I'm not sure if people understand the whole thing about making mistakes within this process.
But it's human.
I don't know if you guys could break down the steps that go through that a shoe goes through when it arrives to your store and where it could get there can an error can slip in or whatever, you know?
Well, for us, it's more just human mistakes when in the fact that whoever wins the raffle, obviously the shoe is assigned to. We label all the shoes with the person's name with a little sticker, mm-hmm. you know? So whoever won, then we label all the shoes. So what could happen is a human mistake. You could maybe sticker the wrong shoe, the wrong name, the wrong size. That could happen.
But that could also happen before it gets to the store too, right? A human error from distribution.
Yeah, but we double check that when we receive the shipment.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's start from the checked. Beginning. The shoes arrive to your store.
Shoes arrive to our store. We have a shipment list.
Can you guys talk about this?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, yeah. I figured the inner workings of a store might be off limits sometimes to some civilians discussions and stuff.
Red tape.
But if you guys have some experiences where listeners where you've noticed some flaws and releases, or you've had a an experience in a raffle or a release where you got an error
occurred and then you didn't get your pair, or there had to be some customer service work.
Let us know, man. Comment or send us a DM. Share your stories.
Can we switch things over a little bit? How do you guys feel about, or Chris, Cherry, how do you guys feel about the new Air Jordan 1 Metallic Red? Because I am digging it.
It's beautiful in pictures. I haven't received it in store yet. So.
No?
But I love it in photos. Beautiful.
Yeah, it does look nice.
I like it because I have the Midnight Navy.
Ooh, yeah.
And now I'm like, but then I don't know how much of a hot release it's going to be. If the Midnight Navy sat, a lot of people slept on it.
I think Red does better, though, overall.
Red does better, yeah. But it's an OG colorway, so.
I think it'll be pretty limited, so.
Oh, really?
I think so.
The beauty pictures really sell it well.
Yeah.
Because, any picture with that little metallic reflecting back at you, you're like, dang, I got to get that on my feet.
Really nice.
Yeah.
It's simple, but nice.
And it's an AJ1. Nice. It's got some red.
I think they should call
it kind of flashy.
Called AJ1 Metallic Cherries.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
That would sell them.
That will sit.
That will sit. All right. Pharrell's about to release his next set of sneakers from Adidas. Alex, how do you feel about them? I know we were talking about them the other day when our boy Lawrence was in town, a.k.a. L Doggy Styles. How do you feel about them?
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Definitely confused.
Me too, yo. That's the first thing I said. I was like,
it's for the people that don't know, it's paying tribute to two of our most popular tennis OGs. So the Forest Hills, which has a yellow outsole and some gold hits, and the Stan Smith, of course. I've tried on the shoe at the store. It's a really, really slim silhouette, right?
Okay.
Super, super slim. So I've tried on different sizes just to see if the sizing was the issue. But for me, I have a bit thick toes in the front. So mm-hmm. Whatever size I get, I see my toes and I'm annoyed. But the shoe itself is super comfortable, really lightweight. The prime knit is super dope. There's some cool leather details on the tongue. The laces are nice. Everything about the shoe is cool. It's just not that usual shoe release that we're used to these days. But it's definitely going to appeal to a specific type of people, which I'm not sure who will be.
Do you think all the people that got the Human Race, the first series of Human Race, are going to jump on this one too?
I don't think so either. No. No boost.
Yeah, no, that lacing system. They don't have that either.
No. It's a really, it has nothing to do with Human Race.
To me, I find it, there's no wow factor like there was in the first release.
No, but it's the kind of shoe that if you grab it and you bring it closer to your face, if you look deeper, you'll see some stuff that you don't necessarily see on a lot of shoes, and it's a cool twist to a tennis shoe.
So do you think...
I like it. I think it's a cool timing, the way that there's a Dillinger webby look around the sole that kind of reminds us of the Future Craft.
Yeah.
So it's cool timing for that. The upper is really Yeezy-ish. Again, good timing with that as well. So it's the price point is pretty low. Well, it's $170.
Oh, not bad.
But Canadian. But we've been used to like those $300 through $40 to $50 to $60 recently. So like,
maybe
if you're a fan of Pharrell and like you
fan
like,
of Pharrell, how about if you think Stan Smith people will get on it?
The usual, the people that have asked about it are the Stan Smith
Stan
people.
Smith. Yeah. Oh, okay, that's interesting.
It's kind of cool. So I really, really, really think it's gonna do well. I don't. It might not sell out the day of. Who actually cares, right? I think it's one of the shoe that's gonna go into the feet of people that are gonna be into wearing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
which is good.
Yeah. Which is actually the purpose, right?
I saw pictures of it on Instagram before reading any captions and everything, and I just kept scrolling because not knowing that it's a Pharrell collab, I don't think I would have paid more attention to it.
No.
Yeah. Because it has the Pharrell tag, I just, okay, wait, let me find out some more about it. But
he has some cool details. Like, he has this reflexology, like, insoles and all of his stuff. Okay. Again, like, the kind of, like, the label on the tongue is, like, a beautiful leather with, like, some imprints on it. The lacings is this lacing things that are really cool. He has, like, cool, like, lace tips. It's a bunch of little details, but it's just, like, I don't know if I would... If I would go
jump on it right away,
I know.
Yeah, okay.
But dope human race box though, like.
Oh yeah,
it's the human race boxes.
Yo. Yeah,
oh, sick.
Yeah, yeah. Very. You sick. Know which one? Which other Adidas that I saw on IG that I really like? It's the Ultra Boost ATR Mid.
Mm. Yeah.
Even the first colorway that they're showing is like that beigeish brownish pair. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's really nice. It's I would have never imagined an Ultra Boost with a high collar, but they did it really well. It looks really good.
I have to get my knowledge straight on that. I remember seeing some videos back when I was at head office in June about how they came about to create the uncaged version of Ultra Boost. And the whole thing was basically trying to tell the people that they can still run even though it's uncaged.
Okay.
So I wonder if this like mid version still has that performance feel to it, and if they actually want to engage some runners into like the mid version of running, if we could say.
I don't think it really affects the mid part of the shoe. Yeah. Like having a collar doesn't really.
I don't know.
It just makes you feel more supported.
I'm just curious. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Did you guys see the pictures of the rumored Yeezy 650, the mid top,
the pink, the pink one, the higher collar.
How do you feel about that?
I think the leaked quote unquote pink colorway was the perfect colorway to choose to leak.
Yeah,
but
people freak out.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
Whatever. Take my money.
Yeah,
take my money.
It's gonna be the same type of formula. Yeah, you want to have it.
Yeah. That's true. And Air Jordan 3s. Looks like it's going to be releasing this month. Really looking forward to that. It's got the Nike Air on the back, I think. That's the off-white
collab. Yeah. That's...
It's a nice colorway.
It's
like, I'm excited really to see what it'll look in person, though. In the picture, the picture I saw looks really white, though.
It doesn't look
that off-white.
It's because it has the off-white tag to it that will make it sell like crazy.
It's sick.
And then Nike branding on the back.
But where is off-white from? I know it's a brand, but where is it from?
Country?
Yeah.
I think it's American.
I'm not sure.
I could be wrong.
If anyone knows, let us know.
Yeah. Correct us.
Correct us if we are wrong. But cool. Did anyone pick up anything this week?
Yeezys.
I didn't, did I? But I really... So I think the date for the Parley... was confirmed finally.
Which, was it?
Yeah, May 10th. So next Wednesday.
Oh.
Does it have to do with any like herd day or something like that?
What day?
Is it dropping like on a specific day? Because like May 10th, it's like it's a Thursday, right? Or
it's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday.
I don't know why May 10th specifically. Like maybe it's like Earth Day. Is that what you said?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, is it?
Earth Day. I don't know.
We really don't know anything.
There's no drops on a Wednesday.
We're gonna have to Google that too.
You guys keep talking. I'll look it up.
Okay. Yeah. So the Parley, I got a Went into a shop, saw it in person, and it was like no one knew what the launch date was. A lot of the shops in town had received them already, but no one was given the launch date. Yeah. But it was, I think, recently confirmed in the last 2 days that it's May 10th. And I don't know. I really like the... I think I'm a navy blue fan. And when you pair up navy blue with like a lighter blue to contrast, like the Parley writing is the lighter blue, it really gets me.
I looked at some close-ups.
Of which pair? The uncaged caged. Or the... Caged? Caged.
Okay, I'm caged. A fan of the caged.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know. Like, hey, man, like, it's okay. Like, I have some blue stuff in the mail coming, but.
Okay. But. Yeah. But I really. So, this is the first shoe in a while that's gotten me considering retail purchase and not like waiting it out.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Your ban,
yeah,
really changed you
in terms of when I came back from my ban. Yeah. Or so, for those who don't know, the first couple of months of the year I put a ban on myself from purchasing any sneakers. So I was allowed to trade whatever sneakers I had to get new shoes, or if anyone gave me a pair of shoes, that was fine, that was within the boundaries of the law. But anything like spending my money, my new money on any sneakers was not allowed. And I lasted my period, that 2 month period, which was cool. And so you're saying that
you've, because then you've got into your Jordan thing.
Yeah.
Where you're pulling up Jordan revival. Off the bank. Yeah. So Jordan, like, it's kind of weird like for me to hear Chris say, like, I'm into an Ultra Boost that I want to purchase for retail.
Oh, because I've been off Adidas for a while?
Well, not off Adidas, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, our first pod conversations were about, like, Uncaged and Ultra Boost. And, like, things have changed. Things have moved.
Hmm.
And now it's cool that finally, like, an Ultra, like...
has caught my eye again.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah.
Noticing.
No, it's cool. Because I think Chloe and I... when we first started Ultra Boost, our Ultra Boost journey, we went heavy into Ultra Boost. And we were getting all the tonal colors. We couldn't get all the ones that we wanted from Europe because we just couldn't figure out how to get them into Canada. But we got so many of the V1s. Like, Chloe and I have a lot of V1s. I mean, like, so the triple white V1, we have... more than one pair each, for sure. The gray pair, the black pair, we have multiple pairs of it. All before everyone jumped onto Ultra Boost train. So we were able to get them sometimes with discounts and everything. And so we stocked up on our V1s, and that kind of like capped us for Ultra Boost past the V2, past the V3. So we've never had really a huge urge to get the more recent pairs.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's funny.
But that's the funny thing. I'm not 100% sold on the caged version of Parley. I would take an uncaged.
Would you really?
Yeah, because if I get this navy colored pair, I'm pretty sure I'm going to start hunting for the white pair. And the white pair is uncaged.
So
I'm like, you know, I'm down for that.
Very dope. I just looked it up on my phone. Earth Day was the 22nd of April.
So yeah, we're far.
A little off. Not far, but...
okay.
Okay, still.
But then you translated to Canadian calendar. Yeah.
Nice.
But Yeezys dropped on a Wednesday that one time. When those three colors came out.
Well, it was Boxing Week. Then it was Bape.
Yeah, it's different.
Oh,
yeah.
Holidays is like no rules.
No rules. That was crazy.
I don't know how I feel about my decision with like all white shoes, man. Because like they sit in the... yeah, because I don't wear them. I avoid wearing them. Like I'll wear them once. Like every 2-3 months, maybe once.
You wear your Zebras.
Yeah, but they're not all white.
They're pretty white.
My white shoes.
I gotcha. Whew. But do you get the Zebras dirty?
I wore them twice and they were mostly indoor. I stepped out of my car.
I've seen you outside with
my
them.
My sole is
brown.
Yeah,
but briefly.
Brown? Okay.
The bottom of my Zebras brown.
Like, so the white rubber outsole is brown?
Yeah. It's now brown. Huh. I need to give it a wash, but like it's...
It just hurts your heart.
It browned. But the, so now I know that the creams...
Yeah.
I know what the creams are going to look like.
Okay.
You know. So that's why like I like the creams are like still sitting. I've actually crept to protect them.
I did 5 layers.
I was like, I'll wait for... Okay. Yeah, no, because like now I know... I like the zebras worn. Like, I think they look good, super worn. So,
gotcha.
Like, so that's why I'm like okay with the brown on the sole. But then the white ones, I was like,
it's just because I'm not the kind of person who likes cleaning my shoes. So it's
you're
like,
really not.
It's really stressful.
Yo, give me $5 per pair. I'll do them all.
Oh. I'll take you off on that because I hate. Bank. I know how much I hate cleaning my shoes.
Homie, I'm so gonna do it for you. For
thought sure. of getting, you know, or my or my racers, my goddess racers.
No, I've worn them I'm once. That I want to do it.
Cleaning
every
party
of the shoes. I'll do it.
Cleaning party over at Cherry's.
But the goddess, you could just throw in the washer.
Potatoes yeah, but, and Corona. Okay, so I don't know who puts... Why would you guys put your shoes from outside in your washing machine that you clean your clothes in?
You wash in the outsole, and then you put it in a pillowcase. Yeah,
Cherry.
Sorry. You know, not amateur that. Over I'll here. Go, no, I'll go to like a dry cleaner.
What I,
it's not in my
What I really machine. Like about the creams is... When I first got them in hand, they weren't as white as I thought they were going to be, which is going to be nice for when they get dirty because they'll still always be off-white.
But the upper is like...
It's pretty clean.
So white.
It's really clean.
Yeah.
The stitching like so the stitching over the toe box yeah. is like really white.
Yeah.
Just gives me a bit of anxiety, but...
That's okay. Cool. Live a little. Like live a little.
That much money to wear them so and little, but I'm still going to do it. I'm not saying I'm going to stop.
You drop ketchup on them or something.
Yeah.
I wanna drop a little shout out to our boy in the UK, Ash Bash.
Ash Bash. Oh, yeah.
Perfection 7.
Yeah.
He's been, I know he's an avid listener of our podcast. I know he's listening to us every week. Follow him on Instagram, Perfection 7. Also on YouTube at, I think it's Ash Bash Sneakers.
Sneakers and Fitness.
Sneakers and Fitness. Ash Bash. You're the man.
Shout out to you.
It's really, really cool. He did a review on the R2's White Mountaineering, the blue colorway, and I looked at his video and I was like, like I should have gotten the blue, but we didn't get them at the store.
Oh.
Time passes, whatever. And then, you know, last week I kind of I spoke about my perk of like being able to shop on the US website. And then this week I was on my lunch break, well, actually 2 days ago or yesterday, whatever. And opened the thing as I'm eating my salad. And
they were there.
They were there.
Ding, ding, ding.
On the US website.
You bought it.
Yeah.
Of course.
But I messed up because I was trying to be so quick on the trigger.
Wrong size.
No. Wrong billing address because I have a US delivery address. And I forgot to uncheck the little box that says billing address is the same as shipping address.
Oh.
So I didn't put in my credit card billing address, right?
Oh, so it declined?
So I didn't notice. I was just like so excited. I was like, woohoo. Like, like I cop. And then I get in the bus and I, on my way back home, and I look at my email confirmation, just like so happy. I'm like, wow.
Denied.
And then I look billing and I don't see my home address. I'm like,
whoa. Oh my God.
And I called Adidas US customer service. I was like, I'm spending $10 on like
long distance
call. I don't care. And the lady over the phone was like, well, we would like to help you, but we can't do it.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. Cool, whatever. So fingers crossed now.
From experience,
it might go through.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what the billing address you put.
It might go through.
If the credit card company doesn't refuse it, then it's gone through.
And you're good.
It
might go through.
They get your money. Yeah.
So I'm still pending, waiting. I might have copped both. Like I might now have purchased another White Mountaineering shoe. It's crazy.
That's so cool.
Add it to the collection.
The funny thing is, I wanted to shout him out too.
Why?
This week. Because he's engaging. Like he messages us.
Yeah, he messages me. Like I know he's... also into like the ZX OG Aqua now.
Yes. Okay.
And he's like, he messaged me about some price range and stuff like that. And we chit chat about it real quick. I know like he mentioned this in one of his videos think it's really cool. It's dope. Like, we are super affiliated with Christian as well in Canada. Like,
Sneaker Talk, yeah.
And it's cool that we have like
a YouTuber
from like from UK, away, like yeah. doing stuff as well, and super just like dope. Mentioning us. It's really cool. So shout out to you, man. Like, I know you're putting some good work out there. You have some good Adidas taste as well.
True that. I like he's an all-round sneaker guy. Yes. Like, he likes every brand.
Yeah.
And so we're going to shout out your YouTube again, Ash Bash Sneakers and Fitness. Really cool guy. I really like his videos too. Like, it's not just plugging for plugging. Like, I like watching his videos.
He's got good content.
Yeah. And I think it might lead into something. He asked us a question through IG.
Oh, word.
Today. So we posted quickly on our stories today to it's pod day. We announced today is pod day, and if anyone has any questions for us that they want to find out our opinion about, then to just drop them through DM, and then we'll see what we're going to do with it. So I was figuring maybe we can start like a mail time type of thing, like a mail bag.
That'd be cool.
Right? And every now and then we'll take like a 10 minutes to answer some listener questions.
Cool.
Throughout episodes.
Yeah.
So
this is mail time with the Sneaker Podcast.
Yeah. Mail bag. Yeah.
TSP mail time.
We need figure. A little song.
Okay. How about this?
A little jingle.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
If a listener can give us a cool name for this little segment.
That would be great.
Yeah. Well,
that would be great. And we'll try to figure something out to send
presented
you.
Presented by you.
Yeah.
We could do that too.
And since it's the first time, we'll just read our buddy Ash's question.
That's so funny.
Like, and then we'll see what's up.
This is the kind of moment where we haven't planned this thing.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't then, like super planned. It was just like, let's see if it works. And I like the ideal of...
No, but I didn't know I was going to talk about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
And then you just pull out your
phone. Yeah, because I wanted to... I was going to shout him out because like he... When he's on IG and he's not just saying, hey, nice pick. He actually, shoe too, but foot sizing. And I like these discussions where I find out about, I can get his opinion about stuff too. We talked about Carhu sneakers too. Because apparently Carhu has a UK site, like a European site. And I was like, wow. He goes, they restocked. And I go on the US site. I go, no, they didn't. He goes, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, there's a Europe site.
Ah,
sick. And it's like full size run of the Carhu. So it was like super cool. It's cool to learn these things.
Yeah, it's very cool.
We're coming to the UK and staying with you.
Oh.
I mean.
Road trip.
It's cool to find out that your sneaker world is really bigger than what you really think it is.
For sure. Bigger than the country you're in.
So, worldwide. Okay, let's hit up our DMs real quick, and we're going to get... So, for this first episode, we got more than just Ash's question. We got more questions, but for this first time, since we're already talking about him, let's just figure out what his question is and see if we can answer it. I think he asked us two questions.
We'll answer both.
Where is it?
See, jingle would be perfect right now in this moment.
Yeah, we need like a...
Wait, you're the karaoke star here, so maybe you should drop some bars.
This is too much pressure.
So we need a name for this segment, and like if someone has a jingle or a theme song, we'll do it.
I want a jingle.
Do you wanna drop some bars right now, Cherry?
Yeah. I am too shy.
Okay, all right, next time. Okay, first question. From Ash, Perfection7 on Instagram. Excluding Alex, of course, what would it take for you to try a new brand of shoes? I see you guys heavy into Adidas, Nike, and Jordan brand. What would it take to check out more Saucony's and Diodora's?
I like Saucony.
I think Alex actually wants to say something.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
A different carrier path.
Career path?
Yeah.
Oh, because you're Adidas boy.
Yeah. Like, I have no shame saying this. Like, I'm so into Sauconys. I'm so into New Balance, Asics. Most recently, like, since Chris has acquired some Karus and I tried them on, I've looked at them, touched them, whatever. Like, are so many dope runners out there. Like, I've also loved Reebok Classics. It wouldn't take me a lot to get into more different brands. It's just, again, it's something that I've mentioned before. Working for such such a heavy player in the game and being constantly like flown into the product and stuff like that, like, yo, I have 7 days in a week and 5 of them are work days and the rest of the time I'm dancing, practicing.
But even off your work days, yo, you kind of like, need to represent.
I represent, right? And like, I wear only and strictly Adidas.
You're an ambassador.
If I had a different life, I guess I would probably wear some other stuff. But there's something more than just my job. It's also like the love for product, the love for heritage, and the love for the brand. But
I'm sure I would
slam on some like Karl Rues. Like,
so if you could expand and you had a choice, what would be something that you think you'd be heavy into?
Sauconies.
Okay. Ooh. That's what I was going
to
say. I was going to say that. Yeah.
Big time. Nice runner.
See you in that.
Really nice.
We mentioned Karhu. Alex, do you want to give us a brief history of what Karhu did or what it represents within
I'll just leave it up to you guys to look it up and make your own researches. But the original brand with the three stripes was actually Karhu.
Yeah.
Ooh. So you guys can like
make your researches
and check
Google
it out yourself.
Google it up and read
like,
it. Yeah.
Learn it's and good. Find out about it. But yeah, that's all I can say.
It's very cool.
Dope.
It's
really, really cool.
Anyone else want to talk about?
I would love to get into Saucony. I've mentioned this before that I want to expand into different brands. And there's some Saucony sneakers that are amazing. They did this one that was a tribute to Boston and like all the brick around Boston. And it was so nice. All this embossed leather. Oh, it was gorgeous.
So what would it take for you to... So what's stopping you from already owning Sauconys?
Ah, that's a...
Yeah, that's basically that's the big question. What he wants to find out,
what
right?
Is
like, why you? Is... Why aren't... What would it take to convince us to buy more Sauconys or Diadoras?
I don't know. I think it's the accessibility for maybe here in town. I know I could go online and get it, but it's not just something I've...
I have some dope Sauconys at the store.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, come see.
I know what you're buying next week. For me, it's kind of different. I've accumulated a lot of apparel over the past years.
Okay.
Pre-Foot Locker. A lot of apparel, and it's all mainly Nike. A little bit of Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
That plays a big role for me when I'm buying new sneakers, because I'll wake up in the morning and try to pick a pair of shoes, but then I put on a hoodie and it's not the same brand. And then I change my shoes because I don't do the cross
branding.
I can't do it.
I don't do that either.
But you know what? Some people do it and it's cool, but it's just not for me. Like
yeah.
I can't wear, it just really bothers me when I see like Adidas track pants with Jordans. It cringes every piece of my soul, you
I
know?
I can see that.
But on some people, hey, you know, it works and it's cool. Not for me. So the apparel is a problem. I wanted to buy some Pumas around Christmas because I just like the shoe. But I'm like, my clothes. So I need to invest in a lot more plain apparel. And
I'm
trying to do that. Like just some Zara stuff and some whatever. Just plain,
H&M
plain, plain.
And all that, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really trying to buy a lot of plain stuff so then I can play with my shoes. But every single hoodie is fully branded, huge Just Do It, Nike, Adidas on it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm kind of stuck. Otherwise, I would expand more.
Montreal.
For sure.
Montreal needs a Uniqlo. That's what we need. I hear good things.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, I've actually tried. Like, I've owned Sauconys and I've owned Diadoras. I'm pretty sure every brand. And I actually went through wearing them and seeing if I like them, and I finally decided that no, like, I'm not a Saucony guy. I had a lot of Asics, I had a lot of New Balance too, and I reduced my numbers of those brands too, just because I'm like, I'm not wearing them, I'm not feeling the urge to wear them a lot. And it's not I only want to wear Nike or I only want to wear Adidas. It just, depending on the look of the shoe, I kind of like more important sneakers. That sounds douchey. I like sneakers that have like a collabo twist to them.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of my New Balance are like collabos. A lot of my Asics have a specific meaning to them. So a lot of GRs that I had like from Saucony and from Diadora, I just let go of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I have a Le Coq Sportif Sneaker Freaker collabo.
Ooh.
I like it a lot, but I don't ever feel the urge to wear it. So I'm like, okay, let me just get it out of the house. Yeah. There's no point.
Have you ever gotten into like the higher end sneakers, like Balenciaga and stuff like that?
I'm not into designer sneakers.
I'm seeing less and less of that.
I find, okay, so I have a point on that because it drives me crazy. Like when I see a guy with a super designer, like Louboutin sneaker, or Balenciaga, I think it's way cooler a guy who's wearing like a Jordan or a Nike sneaker, because a sneaker should be a sneaker brand. I just feel like
that's true.
It's not for me at all. Like I feel if you're, it doesn't count. I just don't feel like it counts.
Doesn't count.
It's not a sneaker. I mean, it is a sneaker, but it's not.
Well,
I don't know.
If I had the money to afford those type of sneakers,
you would.
I'd probably have some.
Because
right now, so I'm trying to, the clothes I buy and everything, I try to look cool, but I don't have the money to spend on super cool clothing, right? Like, yo, I would buy a lot of Reigning Champ, and I would buy a lot of Off-White, and I would buy, like, I just can't afford it, you know? I'll spend more money on sneakers, I guess, or on whatever else. Mm-hmm. So I build fits from the stores that I like, that are affordable, like the H&Ms and the Zaras on sale, and then I go from there. But if I had the money, I don't see what would be stopping me from getting like.
But I guess because when I think sneaker, and I mean I guess it's because the reason, what really gets me in sneakers is the storytelling, right? So that's why I think I'm heavy Nike, because I don't think anybody can tell. Don't take this at all the wrong way. But I just love how Nike tells stories. I love it. Like, yep. I think nobody does it the way they do it. And that's what grabs me, is the storytelling, you know? So when I see a Balenciaga, there's nothing to it. It's like a designer, no nice substance. Material sneaker, quality on point. But what's the story?
Yeah. But what, did you try to find out the story?
No, there is stories.
I could say that Adidas does the same thing and no one does it the same way.
True.
Right? So I'm sure Balenciaga, they have their thing.
And they have, like, a story, but again, it doesn't appeal to me.
Do you know what the story is?
I mean, I'm sure there's stories of Italy and leathers and 1950s and wine, and who knows? It doesn't appeal to me.
It's just not your favorite type of tomato.
My favorite type of tomato. That makes total sense. Everything has a story, but it doesn't appeal to moi.
You should try the tomato before you decide on whether you like it or not.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a very loyal kind of person. And I'm, you know, if I'm stuck on eating, you know, Rockaberry pie every day, I'm going to eat Rockaberry. Like, I am very, very stuck on Nike and Adidas. And I just can't, I just rather stick to that. I don't know. You know what I mean? So I'm sure I could try the Balenciaga tomato and really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I just don't have the urge. I don't have the desire to. Okay.
Maybe on the frying pan with some salt.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe one day I will. My mind will change. We evolve. We change. But maybe for now, nothing drives me.
Okay, so what? Let's go back to Ash's question. What would it take for you to open up to trying some designer sneakers? Is there something that would happen?
There you go.
So money. I mean,
more money, because
monetary stuff.
Well, yeah. For sure, because I mean, that's also what causes me to limit myself in certain things, because I'm picking and choosing certain things. Because obviously there's a limit. It's not like I have a infinity amount of dollars I can spend on shoes. But so if I did...
So let's say you did have a lot of money.
Yeah. I'd probably try a bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I probably would.
That's it. So that's...
I would probably have a Balenciaga sneaker.
You wouldn't have some Louboutins, yo.
But my favorite would still be my Air Max 90s, and my favorite would still be that. I bet you it would.
Thank you for your story.
You'd bet us a whole lot more money.
More tomatoes for you.
Yes. I don't know if that makes sense. Tomatoes. Okay.
Yo, Ash Bash.
Wait, he has a second question.
Oh.
That does not have a, hey, Alex, not you.
Okay, perfect.
Lead. Yeah. So his second question is, what is the most you've paid for a shoe, and what is the most you would pay?
I think what I would pay is, I don't know yet. There hasn't been a shoe that I've gone crazy with.
These are the most expensive
I've
ever bought, and I wouldn't. I will
750s?
Not pay. Oh, sorry, the boots.
The boots. The, well, 950s?
No, the 750s.
Oh, okay.
750. Sorry, I call them boots. How much were those? 450?
No, it's
close to
450
plus tax.
Yeah,
it's
around.
Yeah. So it's
450
plus.
That's the most expensive.
Canadian, yeah.
I refuse. My rule: I will not pay over retail. I don't. I won't do it.
Yeah, for Yeezy.
Your perspective.
No, for anything.
Your perspective is, as a person that works at a store
in the industry, yeah,
right.
Whatever it may be, yeah, I guess. But I just won't pay more than retail. I love shoes. Not enough to pay that
resale, yeah,
resale price. No, I just won't do it. I'll skip on it. I'll be sad. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't usually tell people about my, like, how much I spend on sneakers. Just, I don't know. I like to keep it to myself. But I do believe that we are being conditioned to accept higher and higher prices, yeah, like on retail, right? Used to be that you never think of dropping $300 retail on a sneaker. $250 was pretty high. And like the most you'd pay retail was $200. But now $300 retail is commonplace, right?
So just
it keeps bumping it up. Kind of
make the math.
Like, yeah.
Like, I can't even believe I paid $450 for those shoes. I can't believe it.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But does it make it easier when you can get rid of a few pairs and then cop?
The way I feel about these shoes is, like, you know how Indians buy gold? So Indians buy a lot of gold.
Yeah.
And we give gold as gifts because gold always keeps its value, right?
No gold matter. Gold souks and stuff like that.
Well, okay, gold keeps its value. It holds its value. So that's why Indians, little fact of the day, is that that's why Indians give gold as gifts or weddings. It's a lot of gold, 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 because if ever you're stuck in a situation, you'll get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel about most of these shoes. So if I'm putting $450 in that shoe, if ever I'm stuck and I'm desperate, I know I can get my $450 back. Because I take care of my stuff enough that.
Yeah, exactly.
So that gives me the confidence to purchase it.
Huh.
And if I'm stuck, which I hope I never will be in that situation, but you know.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's my reasoning.
Okay, cool.
That's a good answer.
Thanks, guys.
So, that's pretty cool. So that was our first little bit of mailbag or mail time or something mail. Someone, one of our listeners, come up with a cool name for us. We'll give you credit.
Jingle.
Cherry wants a jingle. But today is Wednesday, May the 3rd. That is when we are recording this. Tomorrow is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So... Okay,
Alex is very excited.
Yes.
So last year, I totally missed May the 4th, meaning that it was May the 4th and I was at work and I was not wearing any Star Wars themed anything. And I was kicking myself for missing May the 4th, right? So if people that don't know, May the 4th be with you. Yeah. Super cool for geek, like us.
Geek people like us.
And
surrounded by geeks here.
Hey, shout out to Stark Raving Geek. Which is
shout out to
our
my boy,
buddy
Tony.
Tony Stark's YouTube channel.
Yeah, he's been starting a little YouTube channel. He does like some reviews of games. He does some sneaker reviews also. But he keeps it very geek culture, you know. Mm-hmm. So he calls it Stark Raving Geek. Go check it out.
I think tomorrow for him is probably a big day then.
Yeah, I think he's like, got the week off this week, so I think he's going to be doing some production
like
tomorrow.
Geek and geek collide, like sneakers and like move, like sci-fi.
Yeah,
we're all geeks. Like,
yeah,
everyone's a little bit of a geek.
Anyone
in some
who's
way.
A sneakerhead is a geek. Is it for sneakers? Yeah.
For sure.
So yeah, in some way. So May the 4th, people may or may not be wearing some Star Wars themed sneakers. What kind of Star Wars themed sneakers might be in play tomorrow, guys?
Superstars.
The Adidas Star Wars superstars.
Yeah.
I probably mentioned it before. When I was younger in the company, this is when Star Wars collab finished. So legit, when I got hired at the outlets, this is when the Star Wars stuff was hitting the outlets, and I was lucky enough to get one jacket and three pairs of Superstars. But I completely missed out on all the ZX that came out like legit all of them.
The Emperor.
I saw them for like dirt cheapo price, and I didn't cop any of them.
I also have.
Wow, the regrets.
I also have regrets.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. I saw that filled, in your eyes.
Filled with regrets.
Yeah. That was
the Emperor thing. To 8,000. Filled with
it
regrets.
It's so nice.
And it was at the outlet.
Yeah.
Sitting. Yeah.
And now what is it?
And then
for
I used to know, like, there was a guy that was like legit buying with no discount, whatever, but he was buying from the store, from the outlet, and reselling on eBay. And we knew, but it was like whatever.
Yeah.
And he had a pair, 9.5, for like a good price. And I was just like, I took the chance and I messaged him. I'm like, hey, I'm one of the kids that works at the outlets. Would you bring it back to the store so that I can purchase my staff deal?
My God.
And I'm pretty sure his answer was something that rhymes with LOL. So it never happened.
Thanks, yeah. Man.
But again, I think I'm happy enough that I own 3 pairs of Superstars that are completely dead stock. And I think tomorrow might be the day to take one pair off the box. I never did. I always like kind of celebrate May the 4th, but never with some sneakers. So
nice.
Yeah. So, and I will be wearing my Nike SB Jedi.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I think we're going to do a little
face off,
a little bit of using of the Force in maybe a photo, my friend.
I'm going to wear some Jordan 4s. Shiny ones.
Which one?
Actually, that works.
Yeah, doesn't it kind
of
work?
The pearl. A pair of like the golds? Pearls.
No.
Gold shoes?
Just, they could be like your C-3PO's. Air Max, but they're not gold. They're like
silver.
No, those silver.
Are silver as well. But the fours, may the fours be with you.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Gonna be
and
mine.
It's like pearly, like a robot. I'm down with that.
And I'll wear my hair in like the bun.
Like
thing.
Leah?
The Leah.
Oh.
Princess Leah?
Huh? I'm working tomorrow, yeah.
You open?
I open. I'll be there at 8 o'clock.
Let's go to Cinnamon Buns before. Like.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's go.
Are you going to put them, like, take a... you're probably going to...
No, she will. I won't.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Figure out a way.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. So it's like, it's this cool sneaker themed type of day that, since we're, most of us are geeks too, I think a lot of people play into it. If you guys have any, this episode is going to release after the day passes, but you know what? I'll check out any of our loyal listeners if they posted some cool pictures. Maybe we'll repost it on IIG.
Yeah, let us know what you wore.
It's cool. Yeah.
I like the four idea, Cherry.
I know Paul is for sure wearing a Superstar shoe tomorrow.
Okay,
Paul's
cool.
Geek, so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
For
oh,
sure
you
it's
think
happening.
Their whole crew, like the whole Vancouver crew has
they
some
always do
juice?
Stuff like that, so maybe
yeah, I like
will.
That. I like that. So the whole staff at the Vancouver store.
I'll reach
store,
out to Paul.
Cool.
I'll reach out to the boys tonight. Maybe they'll
make them
to do something crazy like this.
Awesome.
Boys.
Awesome.
Yo, that's going to be cool. That's going to be cool. All right, maybe let's switch gears a little bit. Chris?
Sure.
You got a little something planned for us.
Well, it's something that we've done before. I thought let's mix it up, literally.
Mix it up. Bring it back.
We have a game that we used to call Stories from a Hat.
Yep.
We're going to have different themes that are written down on pieces of paper. People here are going to pick a theme, and then they're going to tell us a story. It's going to be, tell me a story about XXX. Tell me a story about whatever. And then, boom, drop a sneaker story of the sort.
None of this is planned. It's all on the spot. So
so this is the sound of paper shaking in the hat.
Because Chris is wearing a hat tonight.
Yeah, Chris wore a hat today.
I wore a hat today. Because I'm dope like that. Anyways.
Because he's dope.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Me.
Boom.
Oh, Cherry.
Snooze, you lose, Cherry.
Typical man these days.
Oh!
This is a little lady go first.
I can assure you, my boy Alex over here is a pure gentleman.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tell me a story about Cherry.
You're lying.
Yes. Tell me...
I was like, this is going to be
sick
good.
Burn.
Tell me a story about a friend. Okay.
He doesn't consider you
a
friend.
Do we have a specific...
this has to be sneaker related.
Not that kind of friend, Alex.
Tell me a story about a friend. Sneaker related. Okay. My boy T-Rex So he's one of my crewmates. His real name's David.
Wait, pause. T-Rex is a badass nickname.
Yo, okay. T-Rex got his name from... Okay, so if you battle this guy in the breakdance battle, okay, like I don't like to call it breakdance. We'll call it breaking.
Yeah.
Just to give you an idea of my life... He used to be in another crew before he got into my crew several years later. But the first time I ever battled this guy, I completely flaked. Like, it was like as if my legs were like just like drilled onto the ground, like concrete. Like, I couldn't move. And he, like, I remember he had some gazelles on and a Nike t-shirt that says blah, blah, blah. And it was like my first, he's like this Asian guy, but he's like, he looks really like mean.
Okay.
He looks super mean. And I was like kind of young. I had no beard. I had like my foam cap with my Cleveland jersey and some like matching sneakers. And I was just like really ugly with no beard. And I went up to, I had braces on plus. I went up to him before the battle and then I went to shake his hand and he looked at me and he straight up tells me, he's like, why are you shaking my hand?
Oh, damn.
And I was like, I almost told him sorry.
Sorry, sir.
And then I turned around. And so, like, the music's playing, right? The music's playing. There's, like, a crowd. Everyone's like, ooh, like, and you feel the pressure. It's, like, one of my first battles. I was not good at all. And I turn around. I look at my partner, and my partner goes, like, and so I turn back around, I kind of circle in the middle of the floor. I don't know if you guys can picture this, and I look at T-Rex and I'm like, yo, you're whack, basically. And he just stares at me. He stares at me and he goes blah 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 blah. He's pointing like his t-shirt and he just goes down his chest like blah 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 blah. And we looked at the footage. We looked at the footage again like two weeks ago when he was over at my house. And I did complete garbage. Like, he got in my head so bad. And I did complete garbage. Like, oh my garbage. Gosh. And after that, it was like the beginnings of Facebook. So I messaged him on Facebook being like, hey, I'm Suji from Cypher Sons. We battled tonight. And I don't know if you have any feedback on blah, 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 blah. And he was, even though he was a super mean, known for his really high profile character in the game. So the T-Rex thing comes because of his style.
Yeah.
The way like he would move in the top rock.
That's so
in
cool.
The top rocking and like his motions was really like aggressive and like whatever, like kind of historical. Like, it was crazy, whatever. And he was kind enough to message me and to be like, yo, I see you, man. I see you doing your thing. Like, never give up and whatever. And then years later, one of my crewmates opened the studio in Saint-Hubert on the south shore of Montreal. And it was right by a dep. And T-Rex was actually living on the street that was facing that dep. So one time we were practicing at night and T-Rex walked to the dep to get some milk. And I guess he saw some B-boys getting down. And when you saw his face in the window and he was like, the fuck you guys doing here? And we started talking and then he started practicing with us in a year. And a couple of weeks after, like, he trained me to become like, I trusted him enough to like train me, whatever, and like we became really good friends, whatever, blah blah blah. And then he's in my crew. He's getting married in a couple of weeks and I'm actually going to be there's probably an English way to tell this thing, but I'm je vais être célébrant. So I'll be the one that's going to...
You're officiating.
I'm officiating. So I'm going to be the one that's going to tell the ceremony like for his wedding. Basically.
Amazing.
What? Yeah, awesome. We're like fucking like best buds now. It's crazy.
Pastor
like,
Alex.
What am I, like, insane.
Crazy brothers, whatever. So tell me a story about a friend. My story related to sneakers with T-Rex is that he's an Asian guy, but he has a super duper wide freaking like foot. So anytime I hook him up with some shoes or... like, if I give him a pair of shoes, he's always fucking it up because, like, his thing is so wide. Mm. Like, he rips them all the time and it annoys me. So that's my story about my friend T-Rex.
That's a cool
shout
story.
Out to T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. The legend of T-Rex. This is so cool.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I've never seen. It's like a you're all talk.
I've never seen trash talking to that level. That bro, is
no, 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 no,
insane.
No. Sketch, but man, like, and people that kind of know me, you make your own opinion. I don't care. But in the B-boy game, I'm like, I'm a brat. Like, I'm annoying as shit. Like, I talk a lot of shit. Like, in battles, I'll step in your face. Like, I don't care. Like, I was known to be, like, a really cocky character. So, because I learned from him, of course. So, like, I kind of caught up on, like, his aggressivity and stuff like that. So, like, I'm super passive. Super passive and nice, like, on the daily. But when I step on the dance floor, it's like, you don't want to step in my face.
Oh,
so funny. I love it.
Keep that in mind, everyone.
Awesome. Okay, next.
Awesome, awesome.
Cherry, you can go next.
Thank you, Mike.
I knew your story was going to be good once you said his name was T-Rex.
I had no clue, this is going to be a great story. It's because we just spoke. So I was like, okay. T-Rex is my friend.
Cherry's turn. Go.
In the
Picking
hat.
From the hat.
Tell a story about Alex.
Oh. Tell me a story about a hero, celebrity, or idol. That's a good one.
Oh my God, so many.
Okay. I know which one I'm going to tell. Okay, so last year in Toronto, you know what the story is going to be, Chris. You know the story. Yeah. I think I've mentioned it to you guys. But anyways, last year in Toronto, I was living in Mississauga, working at Foot Locker out in Mississauga, right? Mm-hmm. So for a year I spent in Toronto, I met some people, whatever. And then actually one of my employees, so we all take our sneaker shots, right? Outside, something we all do. So there was this white wall that I would walk by on the way to work that I would always take a picture, like myself with a little stand, a little timer, and take my little picture on it. So one of my, I won't go into detail of who this person is or name too many names, but a coworker of mine, one day she was like, hey, can you take a picture for me in my shoes? So she really got into LeBron's, okay? She was really, really into soldiers. So when she started working with us, obviously I was like, yo, elevate your sneaker game a bit, because you know you're in like really premium store or whatever, so you got to get your sneaker game on point. So she works out a lot. She's like a fitness person, gym rat. She likes soldiers, so that was her thing. So I take a picture of her on the white wall, good picture. She posts it, and she's one of those people who puts a million hashtags, okay? So she tagged King James, LeBron James, blah 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 blah. That night after she posted the picture, I get a phone call from her. So I'm at home chilling, whatever. I get a phone call and she's like, yo, a LeBron DM'd me.
No.
Swear to God. Swear to God. So I'm like, okay. So I don't not believe her. I believe her because it could be, because I've had interesting stories happen to me in the past too with like celebrities or whatever. Like it could happen now mm-hmm. that everybody's connected. Sometimes they look at their messages and they might write you back. Like it could happen. So all I told her, she's much younger than me, like, you know, early 20s, whatever. And I told her, I'm like, look, it's possible, but just don't be disappointed if it ends up being like not him or somebody else runs his account or who knows. And then anyways, they end up starting to talk. And anyways, I won't go into too much detail because it's not my story to tell. However, a few weeks later, she was actually going to go hang out and like meet LeBron and some of the teammates, because there was it was during quarterfinals when Toronto was playing
Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was quarterfinals, right?
I think I remember
during that time. So they were always back and forth, Toronto, Cleveland. Anyway, so they were in town and she's like friends with him now. But at this point, I still don't know if it's true or just taking her word for it.
Yeah.
Right. So she had already met him once at this point. She came to work, was telling us the story. Like, guys, I hung out with LeBron yesterday and a bunch of the team at Real Sports. For people from Toronto, you know what Real Sports is. Yeah, that's the spot. So Real Sports actually has a secret section in the back that's like private. So when players or celebrities come, mm-hmm. there's like a private section. So she had already met them one night. So now we're like a week or 2 weeks later. So I get a phone call. It's my day off in Toronto. To be honest, in Toronto, I didn't do much because I lived in Saga. I was too
Not lazy. Much going on there.
Well, it's a great city. Love it, but it's not downtown, you know?
That's
so
right.
When I was off work, I was really mostly just chilling because it's so far to get anywhere in traffic. So I was home as usual on my day off. She calls me and she's like, hey, can you give me a lift downtown? Because the Cavs are flying in. So we're going to meet them. She's like, I'm going to meet them. Could you give me a lift? Because she didn't have a car during the day. So I was like, oh my God, do I really want to drive this girl downtown right now? Like on my day off? Like I really don't. But then I was like, you know, let me take one for the team and help her out. I remember being 20 and it's kind of an exciting thing. I mean, who knows if she's actually going to meet him, but I was like, sure, let me give you a lift.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing anything anyways. Pick her up. And then I'm like, hey, do you mind if I drive you to like the subway and drop you off? Because then you could just take the subway downtown. I don't have to drive all the way downtown.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you must drive me straight downtown, because she didn't want to get like subway juice.
Subway juice.
subway smell on her. I get it. You know, she's trying to be fresh. Okay. So then we get downtown. We're eating while she's waiting for the Cavs. I mean, the story sounds crazy, right? We're eating while we're waiting for their plane to land for her to go meet LeBron. So I'm killing time with her. In my head, I'm still not convinced, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it's possible, but I'm like, okay, whatever. So I don't know if people know about this place called Soho. There's like a private lounge in Toronto. It's in LA too. I forgot the name of it, but it's a private club that you can... It's attached to the... what's the name of the hotel? Anyways, so that's where they were going to meet. So then I thought I was just walking her there. And then the next thing you know, the lady at the door is like, oh, why don't you go in with her? And I was like, what do you mean? And then she's like, okay, go ask LeBron if your friend can come, meaning me, the friend. So now I'm in like panic because I'm like, okay, is this really happening? Next thing you know, I'm in there and I'm sitting with LeBron James. What's the guy with the tattoos that I love?
J.R. Smith.
I love J.R. Smith. I'm sitting with LeBron James, J.R. Smith. What's the other guy with the shaved
Richard
head?
Richard Jefferson.
Jefferson. And there's one more guy that I don't remember his name.
I'm glad he paid attention.
Well, J.R. Smith, though, wow. But he gave me no attention. I tried to get some attention. Nothing.
I'm sure there was a lot of people looking for attention.
So where's me, the girl, and then the freaking Cavs. And LeBron, like, our knees are practically touching. Right?
Ooh.
Like, it's that close because there's a little teeny table. And then he's like, yeah, do you want to get anything to eat? In my head, I was like, yeah, I'll order one of every single thing. And every single, I didn't do that though. I just had like a little gelato. But yeah, so I won't go into more detail of what happened because that's not my story. But yeah, that's how I met LeBron, because of Instagram and a hashtag.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm actually cool with LeBron's manager, which is really crazy because I spoke to him a lot during the night,
because mm-hmm.
he was wearing J's and I was wearing J's, and he's like, yo, your sneakers. So after that, we all finished eating and then we all left. The guys had like a team dinner or something, so they went to go do that. So yeah, we left that place. And then me and the manager, we were kind of talking, and then it was still early. It was around like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Cool.
So then, I offered him, I was like, hey, do you want to go like sneaker shopping? Cause he was, you know, we were having like a Jordan conversation. So then he knew about Capsule in Toronto and a couple of stores. So he's like, yeah, let's go. So we went to the Eaton Center, went to Capsule, another really cool store in, Yorkville called Uncle Otis. I don't know if people know that store, but it's
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Really cool. Like the owner's real cool. And they're from England and you should check out that place. So he's really cool with the Uncle Otis guys. And then while we were shopping, like that's when he told me about the Horseman thing. He showed me his chain. He told me the whole story about LeBron. And he's like, basically LeBron's mom, when LeBron was young, he doesn't know his dad. He's like estranged from his father.
Okay.
And LeBron's mom dated this guy who's now his manager's father. So they dated. And when LeBron was a kid, like when he was getting drafted or whatever mm-hmm. it is, or going to whatever, this guy who's now his manager, like I said, worked in like cell phone business or something. And then LeBron's stepdad or whatever had a house, and LeBron lived with this guy in that house. Anyway, so that's how it all started. And LeBron asked him like, yo, quit your job, sell your cell phone stores, yada, 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 and work, be my manager. So it's like, I'm hearing these stories, which is just nuts, right?
He's like, take care of him because he's kind of like family.
Yeah,
right?
It's like his little son, brother, you know, kind of thing. So anyways, and one funny thing is while we were shopping, I was like, yo, if you guys ever like need, like want to expand the LeBron, you know, stuff in India. I was like, you know, I'm there. Just call me. And he was like, yo, he was actually not joking. He's like, that's actually a market we really want to like,
get into. That's cool.
Anyway, so he also offered us tickets to the game, which was dope. Because in my head the whole time I was like, I want to go to the game. But I didn't want to ask because I wouldn't ask that. That's so obvious that this person's going to ask. But then he offered and he's like, are you working tomorrow? And I'm like, yes, but I finish at 5. And he's like, do you want to come to the game? I was like, sure, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I could do that.
Let me check my day planner.
Yeah, so that's my crazy story, which is probably one of the crazy stories in my life. Like, besides meeting Jordan, I don't know, meeting LeBron was pretty huge.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. He's a big guy, right? Like, super big?
Beat that story, guys.
Yeah. Oh, easy. Shots fired.
Alex's was really good.
Who cares
good
about
though.
LeBron?
Yeah. LeBron who? Okay. I'm going in
whatever.
The hat. I'm
going in the hat.
Going in the hat. What do we got here? Tell me a story about your favorite shoe. All right. Favorite shoe in the collection, I imagine? Or just favorite shoe?
Whichever way you want to interpret it. If it's a story you feel that you've told already, you can pick it from the hat again.
Ooh.
I like that.
Why not?
Okay.
Oh, so unfair. So unfair. No, I'm just playing.
Okay.
What do you think?
Mulligan? I think I've kind of told this story all right, before. All
right, pick another one.
Okay, here we go. I like how you have multiple paper in here.
I have like 20
really?
Different themes. No, not 20.
Tell me a story about love.
Ah, so, yeah.
A story about love.
Has to be sneaker related. Just to make sure you're within the...
Yeah, within the boundaries here. Yeah. This isn't a love podcast. Love. See, I think this kind of pertains to the last one, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, you can't pick anymore, so...
Okay, so this is... I'll go with this. I'll tell it again because whatever. Back in 2000 and... I want to say 14. This is like when I first met Chris around that same time. Jordan Brand was releasing a sneaker. It was called the Air Jordan 1 OG Black and White. And I was sitting in bed and I really wanted this shoe. I wanted it for like the longest time. And I'm laying in bed and it's like maybe 7:30 in the morning. And I'm talking to Chris. And Chris is like, yo, I'm on my way. Get down here now. There's no one here. I'm like, okay. I throw on whatever, head down to the shop, the boutique in town. And
don't kill me.
We waited outside. It was cold that day, like pretty darn cold for the time of year.
It was because you weren't wearing a jacket.
It's true. He made fun of me for not wearing a jacket. He's like, what are you doing? Anyways, went down there, waited in line for the Air Jordan 1 OGs. I really wanted them because I wanted this to be my wedding shoe. I wanted this to be the shoe that I got married in. So we got them. I was able to get a pair, but it was so hard for me at the time because I was just getting into like my sneakerhead isms and I was getting married like almost a year later. Do you know how hard it is to sit on a pair of sneakers that you absolutely love for like a year?
Well, so you didn't touch them.
I didn't touch them until the day of the wedding. But
did she get some too? Did you match?
No. She was wearing... I think she had some like high-end Michael Kors or something like that. She went classy.
You wore the sneakers the whole night.
Balenciaga.
You wore them the whole night.
Were you a size 12?
No, 11. They were 11, actually.
And people, I was trying to convince Mike to buy a second pair so that he can actually wear
exactly.
A pair.
And I'm like, I don't know. But it's the hardest thing, sitting on a pair of sneakers for that long. Anyways, yeah. I did it, and that was the shoe I got married in the day of the wedding. When I pulled them out of the box, I bring the box? No, I didn't bring the box
down. You undiesed them for wedding?
For the wedding.
Yeah.
So I broke them out that day. I pulled them out. Like, I have my suit on, and I just pop them in when you lock in.
Sick.
And I'm just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could rule the world right now. And all my boys are wearing their AJKO Royal or Sport Blue, sorry. So we're all like feeling fly, cool, feeling fresh.
Cool. Love.
Got married, and I love them just as much as I love my wife.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. Kill me.
That is so
I'm kidding.
Sweet.
Nice. I love my shoes more. I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding.
Hey, no.
All right. Chris right, is going right, into the
my
hat.
Turn. Then we'll.
What about I pick for you? Because the game is rigged.
The game is kind of rigged because I know all
you
the
know
things,
what's going on.
But yeah, whatever, man.
Over the fire too.
Over the this fire. Nice.
There's like a candle here. It's oh, very
it sets
romantic.
On fire.
It smells so good.
Okay, read it out for me.
Christopher Chu.
Oh.
Tell me a story about Cherry. Man, I was probably. Tell me a story about assisting someone.
Ah. Okay.
The king of assistance.
Yeah, the king of assists, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I've already. Oh, yeah, that's so funny. Sorry, I said blah, 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 but yeah.
Alex was pointing to his shirt.
I'm still thinking about your story. Assisting someone. So I'm going to cheat a bit. I'm not going to tell a specific story where I assisted someone, but I'm going to tell you about how my old crew used to run. So the crew on Soul Collector forums, what we used to have is like a Google document that was accessible to all the people, all the members of the team. And you couldn't access it unless you had the password. So it was really, it was at the front of our page, but only real true members could access the page. It would have everyone's names, their addresses, their shoe size, and then an auto cop list. And that auto cop list would be a list of sneakers that if any other member would see out and about in their area. So I'm talking about people that live in the United States, in France, in Germany, Canada. If ever I saw a shoe that was on your list, called the auto cop list, I would not have to contact you before I bought it. I would buy it automatically for you and then tell you about it later, and you would thank me for it.
Within the price range or at any price?
It's like we dealt more. Resell wasn't huge back then. Resell was still decent. So it was mostly everything was retail or slightly above retail. But anything within your auto cop list was good to go.
Okay.
No questions asked.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they would just pay you after?
Yeah.
And nobody's like not paid?
No. The crew was really good on that.
Solid
the crew,
crew
was like, if someone was did someone wrong,
how many were you?
They would be shunned.
Ooh. How many?
We were like 20.
Wow.
We were properly run. Like we were a proper crew.
You're like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And Soul Collector recognized you guys as like a crew?
Yeah, we were collector? An official Soul Collector Forums crew. We were called the Mallwalker Mafia.
Ooh. What a name.
So I'm telling you this instead of telling you one specific story of assisting. It's just
so
because
many.
I've gone through so many, I don't know.
Like how
bragging,
many, if
I'm
you could
saying,
say a number, would you say like 100,
200? That I've helped people
yeah,
buy?
Yeah, how many do you think over the years?
Yeah, for sure.
More
definitely
than, I would
over
say,
100.
I think you did 100 like, this year.
I've once, I once had.
It's not even June.
What do you call, I had a picture of all the, I'm a master shipper. Like I can ship boxes anywhere and I'll know pricing and everything. Sorry, it sounds really douchey again.
No,
but
it doesn't.
This guy, you're
I once
master.
Had
it's okay,
a
Chris.
Box, like a stack of like 9 boxes that I was shipping on that one day because I was able to find all these sneakers for all these people and they were all going out on the same day. And in some way, that's like...
Like you're winning too at the same time.
Like I like doing it. It's fun. It's fun that the guy goes... And I never called on like, yo, you owe me. Remember that time you owe me. Look, Cherry, don't you remember the first time we met at the store?
Yeah. That's
I kept
what you were
coming,
doing.
I kept coming back into the store because it was the...
Galaxy Foam Posits.
During,
it wasn't the Foam Posit that I was buying, but I was buying...
All the All-Star shoes.
The
like,
KD4s. I bought like at least 6-7 pairs.
He was in and out the door like 6 times. And
yeah.
A new friend messaged him, another friend. He's like, looking at his phone like... Do you have this? Do you have this size? This size? I was like,
yeah.
What
and people
fuck?
Were like, because I knew the people's sizes, and they were like, go for it, go for it.
Yeah.
And I was just buying up everything that I could, and I was shipping
Yo,
them
and
all out.
Shipping. I hate shipping. I'm surprised you love it because it's time consuming, man. Making the box, making the label, taping it up. Is a
no,
lot
it's
of work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's.
Or
it's
I'm
a thing,
just lazy.
But and I remember one
I
of our first discussions
of
was me explaining you how to cut a box.
Yo, I hate making a box. Like, don't ask
Anyways.
Me to ship you nothing. It'll happen a month later.
So,
unless no, I'm not. I just hate cutting. Sometimes it's really hard to find the perfect box. It's either too big or too small.
Too high, too wide.
And cutting it, man, it's hard.
So, yeah, that's my story of assisting.
Good story. Good. Perfect. Assisting more than one. That's awesome. I like that. Yeah. I really like that.
This was a pretty long pod.
Yeah, it was a long pod. What are we at right now? Like almost an hour and 40 minutes?
Oui.
That's okay. We're having a good time.
Yep.
That's all that matters. So hopefully you guys are still kicking around with us.
So I think we got like some summers coming soon, but
summer is approaching really fast.
I know I will be taking a couple of weeks off later this month, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I think we're all a little bit jealous because you're heading south.
Yeah.
Which sounds amazing right now.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to figure out my rotation for that trip and I'll tell you about it next week. But anyways, yeah.
Flip-flops.
I got some issues with my flip-flops, but we'll talk about it next pod.
About the flip-flops, can I just ask you guys, are you down with the sandal and sock thing?
No, wait, hold on.
Who agrees with it, who doesn't?
Sandal, to me, is the thing that has the strap on the back like, and
so
on the front.
Not sandal, but I mean slides, sorry.
Slides and socks, I'm down.
So this is my view on it, okay? I feel like socks and slides... It has to look natural, like you just were in your socks, then you just popped on your slides and went outside. I don't think it should look too premeditated.
Too curated?
Too curated. Yeah. It doesn't work because the whole style to me is like it's a basketball style, right? You change your shoes, you came out, you put on your slides, right?
Yeah.
So I find if you're trying to rock it just as a style, you still have to keep it looking like that. But when it looks like you very intentionally like... Do you get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. On board.
Yeah, that's my only annoyance.
I got that socks and slides thing from basketball and from like my cousins playing volleyball and like on our off time, you don't take off your socks. You just put on the slides because you don't want
to
wear sneakers.
Two reasons for me to wear socks and slides. Taking the dogs out. And after a long day of work... If I go to teach at night.
Mm. Oh, I got you. So, yeah.
So, after wearing shoes all day and dancing at night, socks are in, another pair of socks and some slides are in my bag because after I don't wear rocking sneakers.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a meetup in Montreal one night in the summer and it's going to be socks and slides.
You're invited.
It's happening.
That's cool.
It's happening. You can wear your Puma Fenty.
Oh, your Fenty.
I will. Yeah. And some cute socks.
AQT slides.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, see? That's going to be the challenge.
I need to get some slides.
Okay, back to business.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll do slide talk another day. But anyway, I'd say let's wrap things up. But before we wrap things up, let's give some shout outs. We can give a shout out to our boy Ash Bash. Right, we give a big shout out to our boy Clarel. Make sure you go follow him on Instagram at Clarel, CLARELL.
He will be back really soon.
Yeah. We miss him. We miss him. We're having a good time. But I can't wait to have him back. Hi. You know, I miss that.
Clarel.
Low-key baller.
Yeah, low-key baller. I like that. I really like that. Before we wrap things up, let's get your Instagram, Chris.
My Instagram is at christopher.chu.
Cherry, where can people find you?
At cherry, like the fruit, .graywall. So Alex, people can spell it.
Yeah, that's true. Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cyphersons, SUGYCYPHERSONS.
Oh, wow. You can find me online at On Air with Mike D. I'm not going to spell it out for you, but make sure you go download us on iTunes. Make sure you go get us on Google Play and on Podbean. A big shout out to everyone who's been downloading the podcast and everyone who listened last week. A lot of good feedback from last week. And
absolutely. Shout out to Melissa Sulewski. Yes. If anyone... hasn't listened to our last episode.
Yeah, it was a great episode.
It was great on the pod, great subject that we were able to tackle.
Yeah, it's nice to get a woman's perspective, hers and Cherry's also.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. But let's wrap things up for episode 14 of the Sneaker Podcast Season 2. We will catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great day. Have a great night. Keep them laced. Later.
Laters.
Peace.